Mr. Mugabe, who is also chairperson of the Southern African Development Community, was unanimously elected African Union chairperson last week in what ZANU-PF's Gabriel Chaiva says is a tremendous show of support and confidence on him by African leaders.
There is no doubt in my mind that the election of President Mugabe as the chairperson of the African Union is yet another very clear indication of the a tremendous amount of respect the continental body has and the confidence that they have in the leadership of President Robert Mugabe. It could have been anybody else.
Chaiva says as AU chairman, Mr. Mugabe now has a perfect opportunity to change the mindset of certain leaders who believed that America and Europe are the saviors of Africa's challenges. Political commentator Takura Jangaja also says Mr. Mugabe's election to chair the continental body is good as it marks Zimbabwe's entry into international affairs after years being regarded as a pariah state.
I think the significance is that it's sort of now coming in from the cold and being recognized by member states of the African Union to have the capacity and legitimacy to be chairperson of the AU. In other words, it is no longer being mediated. So it's a new entry of Zimbabwe into international affairs, which is a good thing.
Senior Zimbabwean journalist David Masunda adds that Mr. Mugabe's election will boost his image internationally as the West, which has imposed sanctions on him and his colleagues, can no longer afford to ignore him.
Whereas in the past they could ignore him, now they cannot afford to. And being the forceful character that he is not just going to be a ceremonial African head of state like some of the most recent ones. He's somebody who pushes agendas. And these agendas are very well known.
Masunda says Mr. Mugabe's leadership of both the Southern African Development Community and African Union is good news for countries like China and Russia, as the Zimbabwean leader is likely to push his policies, such as the Look East policy. He says Mr. Mugabe will no doubt use his experience to tackle burning issues such as the International Criminal Court's treatment of African leaders.
Now, with him holding both positions, it is easy for him to redirect most of other African leaders to the possibility of looking at other sources of funding, other sources of foreign direct investment, other sources of political direction rather than the traditional ones, which have been the West.
Mr. Masunda argues that Mr. Mugabe's new role brings new challenges for the 90-year-old who has to fix pressing social, economic, and political issues in his own country. Harare resident Godswe Shumba believes that while President Mugabe's election to the position of AU chairperson is good for the country, chairing SADC and AU would be too much for him. He says a man of his age does not need extra responsibilities.
It's quite putting a lot of responsibilities on the president, because considering the fact that he's turning 91 on the 21st of February, so he'll be turning 91, and he's very old. So sharing both organs, the SADC and AU, it might be difficult for him.
Another resident, Chamunor Wamutasa, is of the view that Mr. Mugabe is too old and should not be burdened with more responsibilities. But Jangaja dismisses these remarks, saying the president will be looking mainly after Zimbabwean issues, as most of the regional matters are set to be tackled by the AU Commission.
By and large, it should not be an excuse for government not to implement domestic policy progressively or to address issues affecting Zimbabwe progressively, even though they're the new African Union chair. It still means that their work at the African Union is still determined by a secretariat chaired by Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, and President Mugabe can't then say, I'm concentrating a lot on African affairs.
But some Zimbabweans, like Kwekwe based human rights defender Ngoslat Moyo and media center director Ernest Muzengi, say there is no reason to celebrate Mr. Mugabe's elevation to the chairmanship of the AU. Muzengi says this is a ceremonial position.
We are not going to benefit much. It would have benefited us if President Mugabe was really committed to reform, but he is not committed to reform.
Indications are that Mr. Mugabe President Mugabe, who has been in power for more than 34 years, took over the chairmanship from Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. This is the second time Mr. Mugabe is leading the continental body. He once led it when it was the Organization of African Union from June 1997 to June 1998. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.